Okay, welcome back. And it's always a special treat to spend an hour with Gerald Celente. I don't know how he does what he does, but he is right at it, just like we are here. We care. He cares. And the big news from Italy, my friend, is that Berlusconi is planning another comeback. I'm sure you saw that. How's that? Is he 101 years old now? I don't know.
Yeah, as George Carlin said, it's one big club and you ain't in it.
Yeah.
It's disgusting. It's every country. And you name the country, it's the same crime syndicate running the operation.
True. It's totally true.
And morons and imbeciles call it a government.
Only morons and imbeciles would be fooled to the extent that they could actually buy into that for 2 seconds, not even 1 second. It's a crime. It's an international criminal pedophile. I guess I better stop there. It's a syndicate. Okay.
It's a crime syndicate.
The demonic nature.
They're murderers and thieves.
The demonic nature of it is the worst, and that's the part that's probably the most hidden. But you're right. Everything you're saying is correct. These people are demons, many of them.
Yep.
They are pure evil. Go ahead.
Who's your favorite freak? I mean, name the country.
There you go.
Who's your favorite freak?
Who's your favorite pedophile? Yeah, who's your favorite
pedophile? I mean, how about murderer? How about the Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner that everybody, all the libtards love, Barack Obama?
Yeah.
I want that guy Gaddafi out of there. I want that guy Assad out of there. I don't care how many people you kill. Oh no, Celente, he didn't say it like that, folks. you know this man, he's hurting his people, and we have to bring freedom and democracy to the richest country in Africa, where the people have more rights and benefits than most places in the world. When, by the way, they have a lot of oil over there, and it's one of the cheapest oils to get because it's very close to the surface. So, but we're going to get rid of that guy over there, Gaddafi, and we're going to destroy the country. No, they're murderers and pedophiles. I mean, how about the Catholic Church? I mean, look at it. I mean, come on.
2,000 years of organized pedophilia.
I mean, I was raised, the Catholic Church, I got so messed up by the Catholic Church. I have an older brother, and he passed away. I was the youngest of five. I grew up I'm born in 1946 in the Bronx.
Mm-hmm.
In the Bronx, a Napolitano from the Bronx, born to be free. So when you're the youngest, you see all the crap ahead of you, so you're a whole different mindset. And your parents, after raising four of the kids, they're tired. They couldn't control me. So when we moved to Yonkers, my brother talked me into going to Catholic school.
Mm-hmm.
And because I needed discipline.
Oh, I do. Are we going to hear this horror story about that nut, that teacher again? God.
The nun that beat me up, perforated my
middle
ear.
Oh, my God.
I used to go water skiing in the Hudson River slalom ski at 10 years old. Almost being able to do a 180. I'm the best athlete in the school. I'm the toughest kid. And I lost it all when she beat me up, perforated my middle ear, broke my eardrum. I lost my balance. Oh, and then to punish me more, she left me back. So I became the stupidest kid in the school.
Come on, Gerald. I don't remember that part.
So that's why I'm the moron that I am today. So I'm saying I don't want to hear anything about anybody's religion. I don't want to hear a word about it, because where are the Jews? Where are the Catholics? Where are the Mormons? Where are the Episcopalians? Where are all of them? Not a peep about peace coming out of your mouth. Totally silent. You're a bunch of goddamn hypocrites, and I will call that to your faces.
Well,
I had a rally up here. I had a rally on July 23rd.
Yes.
One of my tenants at my building, the 1774 Academy.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first public schools in America.
Mm-hmm.
They closed the place down at 2 o'clock because I had a political rally.
Come on. I didn't
hear anything
about
this. The rally wasn't politics. I gave these people one of the most beautiful places that you could imagine. It was about an Occupy peace and universal church of freedom, peace, and justice.
Sure.
Rally for peace and freedom. A rally for peace and freedom, and these little lowlives called it a political rally. I sent, this cost tens and tens and tens and tens of thousands of dollars. We had Judge Napolitano, Scott Ritter, Gary Null, Phil Giraldi, CIA guy, CIA wow. officer who quit the CIA because they knew it was a lie under George Bush that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction, and he didn't have them. I hired a big band, the Hot Damn Band. A ton of money. We sent out tens of thousands of emails, press releases rather, over the course of 3 weeks. We got zero coverage. Not a peep about peace. Not one word about peace. The little local paper up here, the Daily Freeman, the Daily Freakman, they ran, when I had a rally here on July 4th, 2020, when everything was closed down, and I had a freedom and peace rally, oh, they covered it. And you know how they covered it? 13 cases of COVID. Oh, no. No, the 13 cases of COVID was a week before my rally, but they put that in the headline.
Well, cons. Listen, not how did you get...
Where are all you Episcopalians? Where are all you Mormons? Where are all you Jews? Where are all you Catholic religions? You are silent about peace. Not a peep coming out of your mouths.
Oh, they can't make any money with it. That's one of the reasons. What happened
boy,
to shut you down, though?
They hate Salenti. They hate Salenti. You know why they hate Salenti? Very simple. Salenti is an American patriot.
Yeah.
Salenti believes in the Declaration of Independence. Salenti
sure.
believes in the Bill of Rights. Salenti believes in the Constitution. And you know why they hate Salenti? Because Salenti refuses to swallow the crap that these people swallow, that shoved down their throat by little boys like Gavin Newsom, like little clowns like Andy Cuomo, like little deadheads like Biden, like little frauds like Fauci, like little witless Whitmer, like DeWine over in Ohio. DeWine. I'm the governor. DeWine. How about that little Hogan nothing boy down in Maryland? My daddy was a congressman. Oh, and Nancy Pelosi. My daddy was a congressman, and my daddy was the mayor of Baltimore, and my brother was of Baltimore. And you gotta believe everything I tell you. And we hate you, Salenti. We hate you because you won't swallow the crap that we swallow.
Oh, hell, they invent it, and they force-feed it to everybody through the media. How did you get shut? Did they actually shut you down, Gerald, your event?
No, they couldn't shut me down. They didn't give me any coverage. I put on a rally to stop World War III, to
yes.
stop the United States sending, to keep bloodying the killing fields of Ukraine. They
That's right.
They spent over $60 billion dollars of our money. Hey, you been on the New York subway? Oh, yeah, it's a night in Calcutta. Aren't the highways great? The trains that bobble along at 50 miles an hour as you got high-speed rail going 315 miles an hour in China? How dare you don't want to send your money to keep the military-industrial complex killing people. What's wrong with you, Salenti? We love to kill people. We bring freedom and democracy to all over the world. Oh, we did a great job in Haiti. Look what you did in Cuba. I like Guatemala. No, give me Iraq. Iraq twice? How about Afghanistan? Hey, remember the Vietnam War? What about Yemen? Get that guy Gaddafi out of there. How about Libya? What about Syria? You want peace, Salenti? You want to be a true American patriot? We hate you.
Boy, you summed it up brilliantly. That's the whole truth. No, there's no money in peace. There's money in killing. And 30% of it makes it to the front lines in Ukraine, they say. 70% gets skimmed off.
Part of it. Look at the scum. Look at the low-life scum that support this.
Yeah, it's true.
Forget about the other part of it. We know about that part. Look at the little gutless clowns that support this.
Chucky Schumer.
Oh, and everybody listening, everyone listening, do not send a penny to OccupyPeace.com. Don't send a penny. Don't do anything. Oh, and by the way, don't subscribe to the Trends Journal. You don't need to know what's going on. You don't need to know what to do. You don't need to know what's next. You don't need any of it. It's the only, there's no magazine in the world that comes close to it. It's too much for you. It's $2 a week. It's $2 a week. Oh, how can I afford that? I got to go to McDonald's. I got to go to Starbucks. I've had it.
Well, you've earned it. Yeah, I got to put diesel, $6 a gallon, in my $125,000 four-wheel drive pickup that I use to go back and forth to Walmart.
Yeah.
I can't afford the Trends Journal. Best news magazine in history.
Nothing comes close to it.
No.
Nothing. Oh, they just sold Axios for like $538 million. Axios? What the hell are you reading that garbage crap? Nothing there.
That's crazy.
Oh, that's Business crazy. Insider went for like $1 billion.
Wow.
Yeah. None of them comes close to the Trends Journal. Nothing.
Putrid.
Nothing.
Putrid.
Nothing.
No. I've said it
You know, I've
forever.
Been doing your show for how many years? You know how many subscribers I get from your show?
I don't know. I hope more than a few.
Very few. I do it because of you and what you're doing.
Well,
and all the people listening, they're on a free trip. I'm disgusted with these people. I've had it.
All right. I'd like all of you out there to consider this, not as a favor, but as a gift. Subscribe to the Trends Journal. Let's show Gerald that we do have a mind out here and we care. This is the best news magazine ever. And if you don't think so, he'll give you your money back.
Yeah,
I'll give you your money back.
Yeah, 30-day money back guarantee.
Whatever.
$2 a week. Oh, and by the way, you know, I had the big freedom, peace and freedom rally.
Yeah.
Oh, it was all about me. I did a peace and freedom rally all about me.
Forget that.
It had nothing to do with me.
Nope.
I brought all these people in. You know the work that went into this thing? All the organization that went into it?
That's a huge undertaking.
On and on and on. I did this for America. It has nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me.
No. I understood. How many people came?
Oh, about 500. But it was like, you know, 96 degrees, and all those people still showed up.
What a roster of speakers.
Kinder than kind.
Uh-huh.
Everybody's so nice. And again, look at the speakers I had. It wasn't like I had Tom, Dick, and Harry here.
That's a hell of a roster. It's amazing. No, you had real Americans there.
Yeah.
500 of them. Whatever.
Here, Euronews wrote a headline story yesterday. Hundreds of people take to the streets in, I think it was Bulgaria, opposed to Russia's invasion? Oh, hundreds? I had more than hundreds. How come you didn't cover me? Oh, if I had a rally to support Ukraine, oh, all you little clowns, all you little prostitute pieces of garbage would have been there. Oh, we're supporting Ukraine. We can't even find it on the map. Oh, yeah,
won't stop them from putting a Ukraine flag in their front yard.
Yep.
They're that stupid. These people are brain dead. No joke. They are really stupid.
It's always been like that. What's your favorite war?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
My father, may rest in peace. I get excited about something when I was a kid. You know, he said, son, take it easy. He said, people have little minds.
No, Dad was right.
Look at it. I'm a Yankee Doodle Dandy.
No.
A Yankee Doodle Do or Die.
The merchandising of death. That's what they do.
World War I, we had no business being in there.
Name one that we have. Just take it that way. There's not one. The Revolutionary War? Okay.
That was the
I don't
last
consider
one.
That.
That was the last one. The Revolutionary
That's
War
right.
was the last one. All the baloney about Lincoln. What a fraud that slave-loving freak was.
Read that
book by De Leon. What a lying piece of garbage he was. All he wanted to do was federalize everything.
He did. Yes, he did. And he did.
Killed over 500,000 Americans. Destroyed the South. Can't understand why they wanted to blow his brains out.
Can't figure it out. Thomas DiLorenzo wrote the best book.
Right. That's what I meant, DiLorenzo, yeah.
Yeah, that's it. The real Lincoln. It's right there.
The real Lincoln.
You want to read something true beside the Trends Journal, read DiLorenzo's book. It ought to be required reading.
It's brilliant. All the facts. But people hate facts. All the morons out there, not the people listening to Rents, but the people have no, again, the Trends Journal, we wrote in 2014, cover story, the United States overthrow of the democratically elected government of Viktor Yanukovych in Ukraine, brought to you by Victoria Nuland and the Obama murderer, Nobel Peace of Crap Prize winner. Facts. You know who wrote the
Nobel
article?
Prize. Yeah, the Nobel Prize means is worthless. It's a joke.
Oh, there it's a joke.
That was the end
of it. And the guy that wrote the article, by the way, the person that wrote the article in this 2014 Trends Journal, Paul Craig Roberts, former Assistant Treasury Secretary in the Ronald Reagan. Oh, yeah, what does he know? He doesn't know anything, you know. Yeah, we again, people have no idea of the United States condemning that little clown, that Blinken boy, the daddy's boy. I went to Dalton. I went to Harvard. Yeah, that little Blinken nothing. That little clown playing our Secretary of State. That was the Under Secretary of State under Obama that went to Saudi Arabia to give them intelligence as they were bombing the hell out of Yemen, the worst humanitarian crisis on earth. But we won't talk about that. We only have to worry about Ukraine. Yeah, that little clown boy was in went to Africa, and you know what his lines are? We want to bring democracy to Africa.
The controllers of this country have so corrupted and perverted the term democracy. I'm ashamed when I hear it. And nothing to do with democracy or freedom. Look what they're doing. They're taking our freedom every damn day. More of it. More of it. Less and less democracy. There's
this
virtually
is the
nothing
Soviet
left.
Fascist, this is the Soviet
yes,
fascist
it is.
State of America.
Yep.
Soviet. Hey, listen. Hey, Rents. You don't get vaccinated, you don't get a job.
Right.
Hey, kid. You don't get vaccinated, you don't go to school. Hey, you. Put on that mask. You close down your business. You're non-essential. I'll tell you what to do. One after another. Oh, and then on the Soviet side, knowing everything we watch, read, everything we do, everything totally watching everything we do, totally telling us what is misinformation, what's true. Communism, right? On the fascist side, a guy, you know, both of us being, you know, Pazanos, there was a guy by the name of Benito Mussolini, a fascist king who, you could look it up, fascism, the merger of state and corporate powers.
I'll take it further. The takeover of the state by corporate powers.
Again, all I'm saying is his definition, and we're talking about America that's become the Soviet fascist state of America. The corporations are in full control. The banksters run our lives. Or they buy, hey, rents, you're not worth anything, but hey, we got to bail out. They're too big to fail, the banks. Hey, we need $29 trillion to help them out. We're having a tough time here between 2007 and 2010. $29 trillion. Hey, you got to buy these corporate bonds. We got to buy our corporate bonds. We need some money. It's the merger of state and corporate powers, and you're seeing that it's not a revolving door. It's one door. You look at the guy playing our defense secretary, Lloyd Austin.
Oh, God, Austin.
Where did he come from?
Oh.
The board of directors of Raytheon, the second largest defense contractor in America.
Yep.
And this is our head of the Department of Defense. Mm-hmm. So what I said, it's fascism, merger of state and corporate
musical
powers.
Musical chairs.
And it's fascism and Soviet communism.
You know, years ago, Gerald, you're so right. Years ago, if you tried to use the term fascism and communism in the same sentence, people would have mocked you, laughed at you, or me, or anybody else. But it's exactly what we have, precisely what we have.
Facts
it's
are there.
It's all there. It's all there. All right, hold on, dear friends. We'll be right back with Gerald. Let's subscribe. Let's subscribe to the Trends Journal. And if you don't like it, you let me know. I'll refund your money. It is the best news magazine ever. Ever. It's so far, and you've heard the spots, it leaves Time magazine so far in the dust, you need binoculars to try to find it. It's that good. Stand by. Okay, welcome back. Gerald Celente, one of the most remarkable people of our times, puts his money, what little there is, where his mouth is and his heart is and his patriotic soul is. And I am really kind of shocked that more people haven't subscribed from here. These people are very, very smart. And I would urge all of you to give this some thought. You heard the spots? It's true. You can put it on your table. You don't have to pick it up and read it instantly. It'll be there in 6 months or a year, and you'll still learn from it. It's the same. These people are writing real journalism. Real journalism will stand the test of time. It's just throwaway pop culture sizzle garbage is not news. You know that. And what's actually kind of amusing, Gerald, is that CNN, their ratings are in the toilet, and they're trying. They got a new president or director general or whatever the hell he is at the network, and he says, we're moving to center, political center. And the communists, Don Lemon and the others, are apparently screaming and yelling at him, no, you're not. No, we're not. They're trying to get out of this woke label so they can try and pick up a few viewers. They got nothing. Nothing. It's a joke, which is nice to see. That means there's a lot of America that isn't fooled by these people anymore. Anyhow, the Trends Journal, where would you like them to go? What's easiest for you to take a look?
TrendsJournal.com, you know. The current issue, I just clicked on 165 pages.
It's that big now? See,
oh, yeah.
I remember when it was 100 pages less than that.
When I began this in 1991, it was an 8-page newsletter.
Yeah.
And it was a quarterly. Then it went to a monthly. And now it's a weekly. The average pages are 155 pages a week.
How can you put that out every week?
No ads.
No, that's we were getting there. I don't know how you do it. That's a massive undertaking.
We're giving everything we can to the people.
It is the most important news publication in America.
If people, if people need to know what's going on, if they need to know what to do, then they need this magazine. The motto of the Trends Journal is think for yourself. You know, we give you a trend forecast to tell you where it's going, what's going to go up, but the bottom line is, you know, think for yourself. What we do is we write the news. We give the news. And then we give our analysis in trend posts and trend forecasts. Right. So it's not like we're saying, you know, we're not tilting the story to sell our agenda. We're giving you all the facts, and then we say, okay, this is the way we see it going. And, you know, for example, you know, I'm just looking quickly here, economic update, market overview. And we go on to say, you know, our trend forecast is, yes, the bankster deals keep enriching the rich and rig the markets. The market is steep with sad facts. Who runs what and who owns the economic and equity market system in America? Okay, so this came out on Tuesday. This is Tuesday. It goes out every Tuesday. You know what the news was in today's paper? That the guys from J.P. Morgan Chase were convicted of rigging the precious metals markets.
Yeah, I saw
that was today.
Piece of it. You
right.
Got it.
So, but what we said this, the banksters keep enriching the rich and rig the markets, and that's the deal.
Well, it's all there. Trends Journal. I wish I could say you had 100,000 subscribers. I wish you could have 50,000 subscribers.
Imagine if you can, because it is unimaginable that the bankster bandits would bail out their money junkie partners to the tune of $29 trillion while the middle class descends into living in a Dollar General retail world.
A Dollar General. That's good writing.
And when I was a young guy, you know, when we used to go shopping, you know, my mother may she rest in peace, and they used to go to like B. Altman's or Gimbel's or John Wanamaker's, and all these places were beautiful, beautiful department stores. And they try to come out with a thing, I'll never forget, it was a discount store, and it didn't go anywhere. People didn't want to go into those places. John's Bargain Store, that was it, in New York. John's Bargain Store. Nobody wanted to go there. They didn't want to go to a bargain store. And now you go to a Dollar General, you walk into this place, my God, how ugly. You go into a Walmart, how ugly could it be? You're in a factory. And then you look at the people, and then you look at the people the way they were dressed back in the day of John Wanamaker's and Gimbel's and Bloomingdale's.
This.
Yeah, and now you look at the people.
No.
The people are dressed like slobs, look like slobs, and the places have the environment of a slob, and that's how this country's gone down so much. I have a photo of my
third world.
Oh, I have a photo of my parents' wedding. May they rest in peace. 1934.
You should put that up.
It's in my Jizzy book, which Jizzy gave Honey Boy. These people, the way they worked in fish stores, their construction, they worked in factories. Mm-hmm. The way they're dressed, the shape that they're in. The gown my mother's wearing, the tuxedos the men are wearing, the Buffets, the Bezos, the Musks, the Gates, they couldn't come close to what these people look like. And not only my parents, it was the whole generation. You look at the 1930s and people waiting online to get food during the Great Depression. And they were dressed in suits and ties and hats. And now you go into places and it's pigsties. The way people dress, they look like slobs. Their hats on backwards. bastard, oval, obese, dressed like slobs. And that has become the culture of America. And by the way, it's going global. It's going all over the world. The people are losing the style, the grace, and
everywhere.
The dignity that had.
You're a cornball if you dress up now. You're a cornball. You don't do that. You're not cool.
You got to have
ink all over your arms, legs, body.
And by the way, all those injections with all that colored ink is great for your blood system.
Oh, isn't that good?
It's great for you. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it enriches it in a lot of wonderful ways. and again, you know, one of the things I did in my Trends in the News broadcast tonight, in every major newspaper, I'm talking the Financial Times, Wall Street Journal, New York, one after another, all over the media, 2 days ago, Domino's are closing all of their stores in Italy. Domino's?
Really?
What Italian would eat that crap?
That's not real Italian food.
It's
a
junk.
Chain.
I mean, who the hell's going to eat Domino's pizza?
McDonald's.
Grew up in a time, you know, but that was the big news. Domino's pizza? Domino's, I mean, you know, as an Italian, I'm very sad about the Italians because, you know, again, you're talking about Berlusconi. They had Draghi, the big head bankster there. You know, I mean, the Italians lost their fighting spirit. I could go on and on about this. I went to the World's Fair there in 2015. It was brought to you by McDonald's and Coca-Cola. My heart broke. You know, but the food in Italy is still great. I mean, there's no food like it anywhere. I love France. It's great wine, but the food could go either way sometimes. But Italy, you know, the wine can't compare to the French, but the food, whoa. And you go, oh, and I'm sad that Domino's left?
It's not Italian food. No.
It's junk
Italian
food.
Yeah.
It's junk food. That's what America is. I go by, see lines on McDonald's, Popeyes. I see long lines of cars. How could you eat this crap? How could you do this stuff? How could you eat this? Oh, you know what the other line is? The reason why poor people are so obese is because they can't afford food, so they're eating the junk food.
Oh, please.
Save it. I could make risotto for $7 at the highest level and feed 5 people.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, a slice of pizza and a soda was 25 cents, and now it's like what, about $3.75 for a slice of pizza?
Wow. No, I don't. Honestly, I've never eaten a Domino's pizza.
I can eat that crap.
No. It's not okay. No, you got, and I don't know how, there are good Italian, there are great Italian restaurants around, but with the loss of so many restaurants, we lost over 500,000 restaurants in this country, all for no reason. None at all.
COVID, you know what they're blaming it on? This is, again, why you read the Trends Journal, because if you read the New York Times, the Financial Times, the Wall Street Journal, they're blaming all of these little, all the big downturns and all the businesses going out of business, 30% of dry cleaners, the train traffic in Manhattan is down 40%, the office occupancy rate is down 60%. You know what they blame it on? The pandemic.
Oh, please.
No, it's not the pandemic. It's the politicians. But what I'm saying to you is very important, because this is what they're going to write in history, that all this happened as a result of the pandemic. And that the good people and the stupid people that read it in the future,
the pandemic.
They're going to believe that, this thing was so terrible, it destroyed all these businesses. No. Little clowns, little arrogant boys, a little arrogant nothing of a clown like Gavin Newsom, a little arrogant daddy's boy like Andy Cuomo, who won an Emmy Award from the jerks off over there in Hollywood for lying so well. Like I said, a little witless Whitmere out of Michigan. a little, when you look at that guy DeWine in Ohio, how could anybody look up to a piece of nothing like him?
I don't know.
It wasn't the pandemic.
Yeah, I don't think they do.
It's the politicians.
No, and the media is all underwriting it every step of the way. They're telling you who
that little Zucker. Yeah. Remember that clown? Oh, Zucker. What was his name? Yeah, Zucker, the guy that ran CNN?
Yeah. I forget his first name. Zucker.
Yeah, he was gone. He was screwing that chick that worked for him that got him to, you know, yeah, remember that one? Yeah, that guy.
Yeah.
I wonder how she got the job, huh?
Wonder.
Yeah. Oh, that guy. You could read it in the Trends Journal. We quoted his staff as him saying, stay on this COVID. It's boosting our ratings. When the COVID war began, they sell fear, hysteria, hate, and war.
That's it. Yeah. And pharmaceuticals.
Oh,
lots
yeah.
Lots and lots of pharmaceuticals.
Oh, by the way, how come they don't put the vaccinations on these stations? Because, then they would have to say the side effects, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, no, they don't have any side effects.
No, of course not. I think that conservatively 10 million have died here in this country already, Gerald, in the last, almost 2 years, year and a half. I think that's how many. It's being covered up. That's my opinion. It's bad. It's real bad and getting worse because they have no immune systems, these people, after a while, and they're open to all manner of diseases and disorders, and they can easily hang any label they want. Cause of death, cancer. Cause of death, heart attack. Cause of death, myocarditis.
All this was known at the very beginning. All this was coming out one person after another. Oh, and we wrote about it and blacklisted out of it. Oh, by the way, I can't say blacklisted anymore. I'd be called racist, right?
Yeah, you better be careful.
Yeah. Oh, I can't say blackballed anymore either.
No.
Oh, blackballed. Ooh.
No, no.
Oh, how about misinformation?
Well, let me tell you another thing. Mathematics is racist. So there's another thing. And nobody is to be failed in high school anymore for any reason. You don't want to damage their psyche, right?
Yeah.
There's no accountability. You work hard, you get a good grade, you deserve it. No more. It's all by design. It's all been done by design. This didn't just happen.
Again, this is demonic. It's bigger than than we can understand.
I agree. Totally.
Oh, another one we should get rid of is man date. How about women date? I want a women date. How about trans date? I think we should change it. Rather than mandate, it's not a mandate, it's a trans date. How about that,
Just so you keep identifying as a man, Gerald, we'll be fine. Not worried.
No. Trans date. No more mandates. This isn't a government mandate. It's a trans date. Let's keep being stupid. And pay the teachers to teach us more.
And getting dumber all the time.
And dumber
it's not getting any better.
Second.
No, it's not getting any better. It's not supposed to get better.
I love that picture of that woman that's the press secretary under Biden.
Oh,
you couldn't
please.
Come up. I mean, Looney Tunes couldn't have come up with a better
it's
one.
It's true. Oh, that's a good line. That's correct. No, she's
it's right out of Looney Tunes.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the whole thing is out of Looney Tunes. Look, name me one person in that government. You mentioned Blinken earlier. Come on, look at all of them. These are frauds, fakes, phonies,
Jeff,
gangsters.
Jeff, I just want to let you know, we just got several people have signed up for the Trends Journal from Jeff Rentz. So thank you all. I very much appreciate it.
I'm proud
of you
out there. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you. And I want you to know, I'm not doing this for me. The more we get, the more we do. And that's what I'm in for. I have no children, have no family. I'm fighting for America. I don't have to do this. And I'm doing it because I would not be me if I was born anywhere else. And I'm fighting for the American spirit of our founding fathers. And as a matter of fact, at the rally, I read from George Washington's farewell address. And Washington, D.C., of course, hates George Washington, who wrote in his farewell address, warning the American people not to get involved in foreign entanglements. He goes into detail. He goes into detail about Europe. He said these complexities have been going on forever, and they're not ours. We should not get involved in them. And then you take a thing like Ukraine. Oh, they're going to take down the statue of Catherine the Great. Catherine the Great, when did that happen? Oh, in 1750? She hated you. You mean this has been going on between Russia and Ukraine since 1750, and you want me to get involved in it? I'm an American. I am an American. I am a patriot, and I believe in George Washington and the Founding Fathers. George Washington also goes on to say, don't love a country, don't hate a country. If you take a position in either one, it's his words, you become a slave to them.
Well said.
And these are the founding fathers. This is a guy, unlike that little fat mouth, nothing of a clown, that couldn't fight his way out of a paper bag, and they probably don't make paper bags too big that he could get into. Little Lindsey Nothing Graham. George Washington was a real fighter, fat mouth Graham.
No.
B.S. Blinken.
The shame that has...
Teddy Cruz, how proud you are that Pelosi went to Taiwan.
What an idiot. They're all playing games. They're part of the same carnival
act. Real men.
Yeah.
These were real men, our founding fathers. Not like these little clown boys of nothing with a pair of cojones smaller than a mothball, little Georgie Bush, little nothing Obama, little fat-mouthed, gutless Clinton.
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
And I'll call every one of them to their face. And by the way, as much as I can't stand Donald Trump, what the FBI did is disgusting.
Oh, it is. It's another symptom of how much this government has been overthrown.
It's about the communist state of America.
Yeah. That's
again,
right.
I like Trump in the beginning. He didn't live by his word. I could go through the details, what he did with Maduro on and on Guaido and killing Soleimani, the Iranian, what he did with Israel, bringing the Jerusalem to hell with the Palestinians, and what he did with the tax deal that the 1% got 82% of it. I can't stand the narcissistic guy, but what the FBI did to him is disgusting.
Well, the FBI should be dissolved, Gerald.
They're probably going to come after me next.
It's not
and
well.
What do you masturbate to, Salenti?
yeah, right.
Yeah.
Well, at least
many,
they won't be
many,
able to show them.
What, do you eat spaghetti or linguine?
That too. They are a disgrace to America now, the FBI. Should be gotten rid of.
Again, they made this crap up, that Harry Truman clown.
Yeah.
The little jerk.
He was. He was
bad. And Harry Truman, not Harry Truman, what the hell is his name? The first FBI guy, what's that clown?
Hoover.
Hoover. But Harry Truman gave us the CIA. Oh, and those brutal Russians. Yeah, they dropped a bomb on Nagasaki and Hiroshima, huh? Oh, no, that was Harry Truman, right. Oh, after the Japanese said that they were going to surrender, right? Oh, yeah.
Details, Gerald, details. No. We're not going to get the truth. We got to fight for it.
Yep.
It's worth it. And you'll find it in the Trends Journal, all right? Trendsjournal.com. Thank you for those of you who have signed up, and I urge all of you to. You're gonna want to pass this around to your friends who still read, who still are the type of people who react to things. It's a wonderful, wonderful publication. It's unequaled. It is the best I've ever seen. Period. I think it's the best in American history. I'm not joking. You got
Thank
it.
You.
It's right there for
Thank
you.
You.
Thank you, sir. No, no.
Yeah, no, we're doing everything we can. We want to. I want this country to. We need a renaissance. We need to. You know, the Renaissance followed the Black Plague in Italy, in Italy to follow the Black Plague, over 60% of Europe was wiped out. The reason it was because of the filth, the sanitation. The people realized what we're doing, we're killing ourselves.
Correct.
And they brought it back to the past, a la Romana, a l'antica, in the manner of the Romans and the ancients, to describe the quality of what they were creating. When you and I were young guys, all the polls used to come out, the future was always going to be greater than the past.
Always.
Every poll.
Yes, sir. You got
and
it.
And now it's make America great again, going backwards. So what we need is a real true renaissance. You know, tonight I was out and I heard some rap music and I'm listening to Count Basie and I'm saying, my God. One bad rap compared to the greatest jazz that the world ever knew.
Agreed. They wouldn't believe it if they were here. Those people.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Artie Shaw? I don't care who you name.
Yeah. Benny
Fabulous.
Goodman.
Glenn Miller.
Lionel Hampton.
Come on. All of them.
Duke Ellington. Ella Fitzgerald.
The Duke.
Dinah Washington.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Vaughan.
Yeah. I saw Sarah Vaughan. I saw Count Basie. I saw Benny Goodman.
Oh. You're lucky.
Yeah. I saw Ray Charles.
Wow.
Saw him twice.
Good job.
And now it's Gerald, one bad rap. And that's what America's become, one bad rap.
It's a disgrace to call it music. It's not. It's product.
It's
and
not.
It's designed to entrain the mind and to inculcate evil thoughts. How about that? Okay.
Yep.
Trendsresearch.com. Gerald.
Thank you, everyone that signed up tonight on Jeff Rentz. I very much appreciate it. And again, we're doing it for you as much as we can to change the spirit of America and bring it back to its high level of what we were at one time, and that our parents and all our ancestors came here because it was truly the land of opportunity.
It was. Salute. You take care.
Grazie.
Thank you, Gerald. Okay.
Gotcha.
The one and only Gerald Celente. And thank you for signing up. He has really been put through a lot. And he has never wilted, not one millimeter. So, he really means that he appreciates that. Is it 168 pages in 1 week's edition? All news? Not one commercial. And beautifully written. The illustrations, extraordinary. All right. We'll be right back. Hold on.